For every wedding that takes place, there are probably hundreds of romances that never make it. And one of the main reasons is jealousy. Now, I don't want to spend the next 2 minutes talking about lovers' quarrels, but rather what jealousy can do to the body of Christ, the snare it can be within the fellowship of the church. There's an amazing truth wrapped up in the word fellowship, and it's this. When you and I are joined to Jesus Christ through personal faith in Him, we are at the same time joined to each other. That means we become members of the body of Christ. And as members of that, we are interdependent on each other. Each of us has a function to perform. What would happen to the welfare of your physical body if the ear became insanely jealous of the eye? The ear would pout and complain that it wasn't an eye. Why do I have to be a plain old ear? After all, who goes around writing love songs praising the beauty of the ear? A woman's eyes can be likened to limpid pools. But what about her ears? Nothing flattering. I can remember talking about a girl's ears in high school. We said she looked like a taxi cab with the back doors open. So who could blame the ear for wanting to be beautiful like the eye? But friend, the best, most beautiful eyes in the world cannot comprehend a symphony or listen to a cat purr or hear the words, I love you. Each part of the body has a unique function. And friend, the same is true in the body of Christ. We need each other. As the Bible says, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? But God has placed the members, each one, in the body just as He desired. And when the devil stirs up jealousy between brothers and sisters in the faith, he damages the effectiveness of the whole body so that we cannot bring glory to Jesus Christ. But depending on each other, we can show Christ to a world that desperately needs Him. Thank God for your unique contribution to the kingdom of God.